Once again, your song of the day, I Got You, I Feel Good by James Brown from 1965. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Oh, I what do you think, Bill? Is that getting you? That hit the sweet spot?
Great backup music. Great backup music. You want it in the background playing. Not a great song, but great backup music with good energy. 7-9.
Okay, I'll go. It's never done anything for me whatsoever. No, it's never.
Not even the horns?
No.
Come on.
I can't go over a 3. A 3. 3.0. It's just.
Not vibing James Brown over there.
No. No. Not vibing it at all.
Okay.
Ben liked it.
3 from you, 7-9 Bill.
This is fun, by the way.
Ben had
to, boy, what a fun show we're having.
Ben had to be about a 5-7 over here, I'm guessing.
6-8.
7-9. Yeah. Same score as Bill. Yeah.
He liked it.
He liked it.
Yeah. I can tell he's bobbing his head.
He liked the horn section there, obviously.
And shoulders.
He liked
see what the people say.
Here's the text line response to James Brown, I Feel Good, from 1965. Shamia, 8.3. Pops in Minnesota, a 3. Kiffin in Columbus, 3.1. They're in your territory right now, Sip. The low score. Husker Mike and Waterloo gives it an 8, though. Lyle in Omaha, 9.4. Amy and Lincoln, an 8. Mike and Dalton, a 7. Gavin and Pender, 8.2.
Gavin.
John, an 8. Eric says, stop it, Jake. The song gets an 8.6. You, of course, get a casual 1.9.
Casual.
Eric always gives me the low scores, but the song, okay, scores. Triple H is dead, an 8. We've got Ryan in California, 6.1. Jennifer, 9. Oh. Hubby, 7.5 from the house.
Oh, that's high.
Really high. And they say fantastic, Jake. Oh, by the way. Yes, and someone says, yes, breaking news. I can play that right now, actually. Real breaking news. 2 breaking news in the world of sports.
What do we got going?
What's going on? There is a tragedy and there is a trade. 2 different breaking news. The tragedy is Fernando Valenzuela passed away last night. Yes. You brought him up on the show yesterday.
I did not see that.
I think you mentioned his name on the show.
63, Yeah, he was a part of those Dodger teams that while I was still following baseball, I loved him. And Fernando was what did Rob Manfred say? He was iconic in that time period. So it's sad. 63 is pretty young.
That's pretty young.
Yeah, I would have guessed him much older than that.
63. Huh. Okay, what's the trade?
And the news in the NFL is, as of 10 minutes ago, DeAndre Hopkins has been traded to the Chiefs from the Titans.
Ooh.
Chiefs need a receiver. They got... he's in about his 10th year. He's aging, but he's still good. So Hopkins to the Chiefs is the breaking news there.
All right.
Nice.
As of 10 minutes ago.
All right.
Eric and Hickman, 8, by the way. And real life Chuck, an 8 also. Ready for the mailbag?
Yep.
The bag!
I couldn't be more ready.
You couldn't? All right, let's fire it up right now. The mailbag, as always, is sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. The words you don't want to hear are what in IT, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Those are bad words. Bad, bad words.
Sound like Trump.
There's one team with all your tech solutions managing IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, and more. All 93 counties in the state. Go to appliedconnective.com or call 866-358-0109 for a free consultation today.
Jake, are you aware that it is in October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month?
I did not know
October
that.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. I also was made aware of this. It'd be interesting. Why do you want the protection? What's the reason for it? If you get hacked, the average price is $4.2 million. $4.2 million is going to cost you for your company to get back up and going.
Good God.
$4.2 million. Maybe spend a monthly amount. Maybe be protected and not have any of those things happen. $4.2 million. It's cybersecurity. They have their own month. They have their own month. Get together with them.
It's kind of a big deal.
Get together with Will.
$4.2 million?
Kind of a big deal. Yeah. To the mailbag, John says, good morning, guys. What was the best Halloween costume that you had when you were a kid? Now, Sip went to about age 6 and he checked out of Halloween. We know that.
Yeah, I can't. Let me think.
Sip said he aged out at age 6 for Halloween.
Yeah, I was pretty much done with it.
Yeah, I didn't do Halloween. I didn't go out at all. I didn't even participate in it. So I feel like being Debbie Downer, but yeah, I don't even remember a costume that I had. I do know that we went with anything was something that was manufactured at the house. There was no
homemade.
There was everything was a homemade costume of some sort.
What about you, Jake? Nick.
Yeah,
I pretty much was lame at Halloween.
And good
did a,
God!
I did a football player every year.
Every year,
I had a Dolphins jersey or a Husker jersey, and I put a helmet on. I mean, come on, that's simple.
Yeah. No, that's not.
Give
lame.
Me candy. It's not bad. I put no effort into this right now. Mm-hmm. Here's my
if
costume.
If I see a little kid football. With a football. Uniform on, I like that.
You fired up on that.
Yeah.
So that's what yeah. I did.
I wish I could simple. Remember what I did. I can't. I just can't. Maybe Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Yeah. That'd be impressive. Yeah. Michael in Hawaii says, Aloha. 5 years ago, I had my identity stolen. He should have called Applied Connected, by the
jeez.
Way.
Jeez.
Before his first deployment, and I'm super passionate about educating people on protecting themselves if it happens to you. What is one piece of life advice you will always tell to anybody that will listen in general?
Just show up.
Aging gracefully.
Yeah. Just make, even if you're not operating on all cylinders, just try to show up for whatever you're supposed to be at.
And early. Punctuality. Early.
Yeah.
Big fan of punctuality. Show up early for everything. Because if you show up early, the chance that the day will go good is pretty good.
Yeah.
The rest of the stuff goes bad and everything else. It starts off in a bad way.
Yeah, there you go.
I would say don't eat moldy bread.
That's it.
Yeah. Life advice right there. What's wrong with that?
I did it. Yeah.
You did. Sip yeah. ate moldy bread. And how did it go for you?
I ate green bread. I didn't know it was mold. I mean, I was six. Or maybe six. And I told my mom I ate it. And she was a nurse. And she came home with a vial of stuff that makes you vomit.
Yeah.
Because you had to get it all out of your stomach.
See, that's why I don't eat the moldy
bread. It tasted
bread.
Like black licorice, so I never eat black licorice anymore.
Or moldy bread. Yeah. You're listening. Kip says, occasionally I am tasked with a late night fast food run. What is the etiquette on eating fries or tots on the way home when one of the orders is for my wife? I try to keep it balanced. Is there a food tax?
Is there a
food tax for the delivery here? Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSINTERNATIONAL.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Well, first of all, if you're the one that's driving, you're the one driving home, it's free access. It's free. You can eat whatever you want.
Would you eat Laura's food?
Yes, I would. I wouldn't just house all of it, but I would eat her food. Yes, I would.
Tots.
Frings from Runza.
It's hard. How do you not put your hand in the bag
when
you're driving?
The hand's going in the bag. There's no doubt.
How do you not do it?
It's impossible not to.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm not gonna unwrap a Runza and take a bite out of it, but there's fries or frings or onion rings or tots. No, I'm taking a couple of those. 100%.
And the people should know. Listen, if I'm getting
they
food
should know.
For
that's
it,
just
there's
part
gonna
of
be
the,
some missing.
That's part of the risk.
It's food
part
tax.
Of the risk.
Food tax. Anthony says, good morning for the mailbag. What has been your most serious injury of your life so far? Do you have one?
Broke a collarbone, getting tackled. in football. A pickup game. And it was excruciating pain.
Approximate age for that?
8, 9.
Okay.
Elementary. Excruciating. School. I mean, I don't know if you've ever broke your collarbone. That's it's memorable pain.
Yeah, when it first happens, it is memorable. I haven't had very many, so I'm very lucky with that injury at that much. But the loss of the large toenail on the trampoline.
Oh, God, that's
the ping, bad. Gone. Oh, that was, God. Talk about extreme pain. It was a, you know, that was because the trampoline back in the day, they were weaved. It was a weave. It wasn't just one deal. And the toe went in
between. They were weaved.
They were weaved. And they were weaved like this. And then my toe
why
went
were you,
in between.
Why were you
and I pulled my sock off, and it was sticking straight up, and they had to just rip it off. God. And it was horrific.
He's sick over here.
Fifth grade. Yeah. I think I missed 2 weeks of school.
What happens that just grows back, I guess.
Just grows back. But yeah, it was, and then we had to, my dad made a special shoe for me. He had an old tennis shoe, and he cut the top of it off, where the toe was at. You had to kind of have it bandaged up. You couldn't fit it into a shoe. So we just cut the top of it off, and he just wore it to school. That's what you went. That's what you wore. It was no
How
big
old
deal.
Were you?
Fifth grade.
I broke.
You guys had a trampoline?
Yeah, trampoline, yeah. No. This was at school it happened. Oh, this was school trampoline, which is another thing of major issue, that there's no more trampolines in schools because they're too dangerous. Yeah, it was awesome. When the trampoline came
Ben,
when the trampoline came out and you're like in third or fourth grade, and you had to line the trampoline, everyone had to gather around it to try to make sure if you rocket it off, you had to hold the other person in.
This is
And you
true.
Went crazy on there. And there'd be somebody that could do like the double flips and all those things. Yeah. And then not so much that, but anyway, lost a toenail.
People would bound off those things pretty easy.
And there was a way to get the extra, the bonus bounce, all those things. Now it's like, no. They're not in a school at all. You can't find a trampoline in a school.
Okay, now we
better times.
Yes and no. Now this is where we might butt heads again.
Uh-oh.
I'm for not having tramps into school. I've seen too much on those things. People just bound off of them.
Bring the trampoline back to the school.
No, I think you got to keep them off.
No.
Well, they make those ones now that they do have the built-up sides.
That's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. It was better times. It was great.
I was afraid
that
of those.
That and climbing a rope up 30 feet in the air.
When
you could just free fall. You could just free fall. And there was no one there. There's no one to catch. There's just one person at the bottom holding the rope. There's a mat, which was 2 inches thick, and you're up there 30 feet in the air. 30 feet in the air trying to touch the ceiling.
It's true.
And then there'd be one person at the bottom holding the rope.
Free fall
30 feet. Better times also. Better times.
I'm more okay with that than tramp. Good God.
I broke my wrist in first grade. I'm not sure I ever recovered, actually. My right wrist is still messed
up. I'm here to tell you haven't recovered.
No, my right wrist is still messed up. So when it broke in first grade, it's still not the same. Not the same. From the text line mailbag, someone says off the air. This is my money in Kansas says off the air. Who is the funniest staff member at the ticket?
I think we might be sitting next to him.
It's either Bill or Farley. I want to say Farley. Farley cracks me up every day.
Does he?
Farley would be
he's probably the one that interests me the most is Ben. Ben is very hot takes or something right there. Yeah, the hot takes. They were rolling today. He's got a lot of hot takes.
Back, he came at me. It was more of a, why didn't you do this? So now I'm getting it from
Ben. He points
out,
I think that one thing Ben does really well, he points out all of our weaknesses.
Yeah.
Every day. He points out our weakness. Makes it very, very,
thanks, Ben.
Very strong about pointing out
it's those fine. Those I appreciate it, Ben.
Yes.
Yeah, he gets after the show sometimes, too.
And by the way, now this topic of the trampolines, it's 50-50. Some want it, some don't. So it's a hot topic here.
Bill, I get the better times thing, but
I lost a toenail and I still want it. I still want it in. The weaved was incredible.
The people that get like do flips and stuff.
Oh yeah, there were certain kids that could do certain. Some would just kind of bounce. Some would do like drop on your butt and go. Yeah. Maybe a certain. Then there'd be some that just going crazy. Absolutely didn't care.
Like they're in Barnum and Bailey.
Didn't
circus.
Care.
Yeah, I was not
the
that guy.
The springs were incredible. They're about that long, Jake, and there was like 100 of them around the whole thing. So there's a spring around it, and it was tall. And you could fall through it.
And you guys
could fall through the springs.
Fall through the spring. Oh, easily could fall through the springs. Foot go down, Yeah, it's and you got the lecture. But
it's true.
But you would break it out now. This would be third graders on it.
But here's the thing about the lecture. Yeah, you might get the lecture, but your mom and dad weren't around all the time. So you'd go out there and they'd have no idea you were out there. And it could you could die pretty easily on that thing.
And yet here you are. You made it this far.
Yeah, because I stayed
The personal trampolines were never in my time. The personal trampolines didn't show up until like 20 years ago.
Personal trampoline.
The ones that are outside your house.
Oh.
Like that. The ones that are in your yard. Those were not existent when I grew up. There was no trampoline in a yard. The only trampoline that I ever saw was from school. We were in a different type of community, three-car garage, gated community. So you guys probably had,
we had trampolines
right away. We didn't have them.
We didn't have a trampoline, but people did have them.
You had access to the trampoline.
Yeah, with the mesh. I do remember the mesh that you could stick your finger.
If you're out there, just three of you on that thing, the chance of launching yourself, pretty high. Pretty high. That's pretty high.
People could launch you, too. They knew what to do.
Yes, there was a way to double bounce.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Boom.
That is the mailbag, sponsored by Applied Connective Technologies. When we come back, I believe we'll have a special guest, and if not, we'll have more uncomfortable Nebraska football time.
Great!
Yeah. Hour two next, an early break in the ticket.